Thanks a lot for hitting the download button. This is We Want Blood, a wrestling podcast. I am your host, Triple X, and with me is my co-host, Hack Hackenberg, a.k.a. H-Double.
H-Double, yep.
The 184th greenest man that ever lived. If you like what you're hearing, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/WeWantBloodcast. Follow us on the Twitter at WeWantBloodcast. And if you have
a little bit of extra dough.
Extra dough. Go to fucking whatever. It's going to be a new site eventually.
Deco-threads.com.
All right. And you can follow us.
To quote Sammy Callahan, buy our shit.
Buy our shit. Buy our shit. We will. Oh, yeah. Also, if you're listening to us, you can listen to us. You can download us. Or you can listen to us on the Nerdport Network on the internet. And coming soon, we will have the Nerdport Rumble, where yours truly and his truly will take on Ronnie from the Blind Side in a SmackDown debate of everything nerdy. We're going to whoop ass. Or I'm going to whoop ass.
You're going to catch us riding dirty.
Yes.
You are riding nerdy, sorry.
Yeah, riding nerdy. Oh, God. Anyway. We got tons to cover of WrestleMania, which means we're just going to probably bash the shit out of the show. It was not very eventful, but we'll get that after the break, so let's go.
Week after week, I've got an ongoing lecture about the differences in professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Say pro wrestling. I'm not allowed to say wrestler. I have to say sports entertainment and refer to the wrestlers as superstar. I'm told to deliberately ignore the moves and the holds during the matches so I can tell stories. Well, ignoring the moves and the holds is damn insulting to the athletes, the wrestlers, not the entertainers who leave their families 300 days a year to ply their craft in that ring.
Independent wrestling is fucking number one. In the United States, and in Japan, in fucking Europe, in Germany. Because the realest motherfuckers are busting their ass and put their fucking heart into this fucking business.
Everybody, this is We Want Blood, a wrestling podcast, and we are knee deep in WrestleMania.
Knee deep, ankle high, fucking 8 miles under, everything.
We're gonna talk WrestleMania, probably one of the worst WrestleManias in recent memory.
Yeah.
Well, the worst WrestleMania of the past 5 years.
I don't know, 27 was kind of shitty.
Yeah, but 27 at least had some fun. Well, wait, no, okay, I'll take that back.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'll take that back. I will take that back in a heartbeat.
Well, I was going to say.
27 was pretty shitty. Oh my God, 27 was shitty.
Miz right. Versus John Cena as your main event.
And then Rock fucks it up anyway.
Yes. Miz gets a concussion in the last match.
Oh, God.
CM Punk jobs to Orton, I think it is.
Yeah,
Oh, no, was it Kane?
No, it was Orton. CM Punk jobbed to Orton, but it was an awesome RKO. CM Punk like did the springboard and Randy Orton caught him in an RKO.
Yeah.
But yeah, still he.
What else happened on WrestleMania 27?
Undertaker, Triple H.
That was actually okay.
That was good.
I'll give that credit. That was a good match.
Wasn't it also Edge versus Alberto Del Rio?
Yeah, that one was
Edge's last match.
Yeah, that saddens me.
Yeah. So, let's go over WrestleMania. First, let's get some news first. Apparently, there is moronic scuttlebutt that people still think that CM Punk is coming back to WWE. You are idiots.
My mother has a better chance of going to WWE than CM Punk.
We have more of a shot of going to the WWE in wrestling than CM Punk does right now. Because CM Punk doesn't want to be in the WWE. He just had surgery. He's going to be training for a fight again. Everybody goes, oh, well, CM Punk could take on The Undertaker because we think this. And the moronic thing, I can't believe, like, people in, like, those Facebook groups, like, yep, I like wrestling and whatever the fuck else it is. If WrestleBob from WrestleBob.com says it, or,
This is why 27 is the worst of all time.
No, it's not the worst of all time. No, it's not the worst of all time. Not all time. You can go for it and see. You can fight for it and see what happens. And, like I said before, just because WrestleBob or Jimmy's Magical World of Wrestling.com basically says that, yes, Jimmy's Magical World of Wrestling, where all the news I make up is completely true. Breaking news.
Kayfabe. What is it?
Well, kayfabe news makes kayfabe fun news, of it all.
Kayfabe news has better news than Jim Bob Sports Emporium.
Than Jim Bob Sports Emporium.com or Jimmy's Magical World of Wrestling?
Yes.
Jimmy's Magical World of Wrestling. That's going to be a t-shirt. Jimmy's Magical World of Wrestling.com. All the news that I'm fit. All the awesomest news that I'm. You know, all the awesomest news that I can make up.
What news can we spread?
The greatest news that we can make up. Breaking news from Jimmy's Magical Website.com. Jimmy's Magical Wrestling Website.com. CM Punk is signed to take on Zack Ryder for the number one contender shot of the WWE Intercontinental Championship. And also, Daniel Bryan has officially unretired, and he is going to be taking on Roman Reigns for the WWE title at Extreme Rules. You heard it here first from Jimmy's Magical Wrestling Website.com.
And if you were a straight edge, I would seriously think you're drunk right now. And not because of
what. And remember to go to Jimmy's Magical Wrestling Website.com.
And there's free beer with purchase.
Yes, for the best of all your bullshit wrestling news. All right, now let's get to fucking WrestleMania, since we're done with that bullshit news.
Our number.
Also, another news. Apparently, Dean Ambrose was lobbying hard for more brutal spots done by him and onto him, and WWE shot him down.
Come on, man. Let me.
What the fuck?
Let me take some glass or some shit. All
right, so let's get to the 7 hours. Of shit. That was WWE WrestleMania 32.
It wasn't all shit.
It wasn't all shit. It got good, and then it got shit really fast. All right, let's start off with the match that nobody really saw or nobody cared to see. Kalisto defeated Ryback for the United States title in a really short match.
That match happened?
That match happened when we were basically talking amongst ourselves about bullshit.
That's true. I do remember some things that look like Kalisto got injured. But
yeah.
Other than that, that's...
But how shitty is this? The United States Championship, just 1 year ago, was in a high spot on the card. John Cena had that thing elevated to God knows how high. And now it's the first match on the pre-show. Just because, you know, like, I get you're going to put the title on Kalisto, but why if you're going to throw him on the pre-show? I mean, some people could say, oh, well, more people watch the pre-show than they did Mania.
But I made it through, or wait, I didn't make it through Mania. Fuck.
Yeah, we made it through Mania. Somehow. Next, we had Team Total Divas, Brie Bella, Paige, Natalya, Alicia Fox, and Eva Marie, defeating Team Bad and Blonde, Lana, Naomi, Tamina, Emma, and Summer Rae by submission when Brie Bella tapped Naomi out.
And with a decent yes lock.
And also, Brie Bella has officially retired from the ring. I mean, of course, I'm going to say, you know, happy trails and, you know, we wish you the best. But I'm also going to say, yes! Yes! Yes!
Now make some little Daniel Bryans.
Make some little Daniel Bryans that learn how to wrestle.
Hopefully they learn from their dad and not their mother. But yeah.
Oof.
Ouch.
Next on the pre-show, we had the Usos defeat the Dudley Boys in a match. It wasn't even that great. I'm sorry to say. So now let's get to the Intercontinental title. It was a ladder match. Zack Ryder, Kevin Owens, Dolph Ziggler, Sami Zayn, Sin Cara, Stardust, and The Miz for the Intercontinental title. This was a car crash.
Yes. Hey, maybe this WrestleMania is not going to be shitty.
Yes, it started off great. Started off with a lot of awesome spots.
Stardust coming out in polka dots.
Yes.
That was a nice touch.
Yes.
The dusty ladder.
Sin Cara was in all white. Owens had a new, had some black and red and white gear.
Yeah.
How about that? The Miz was on all gold. Well, mostly.
Sami Zayn was Sami Zayn.
Ziggler was Ziggler. And Ryder was Ryder.
Except for Ryder has a beard now.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's had a beard for a while. Ryder. So, the match was good. I mean, it had a lot of car crash spots, a lot of, like, crazy ladder bumps and all that. Sin Cara was the one to get, to basically destroy Stardust.
Yep.
In the Ambrose spot from last year, basically. I mean, this ladder match was very reminiscent from the ladder match last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes even beat by beat. Yeah. Beat for beat. The Miz looked like he was going to have the title. At the end, Ryder pushed him off and took the title. So Zack Ryder wins. But news flash, Zack Ryder has already lost the title on Raw to The Miz. Who was distracted when Zack Ryder was distracted by a returning Maryse. Yay, Maryse is back. But The Miz has the title now. And again, here we go, where Daniel Bryan and John Cena were elevating the United States and your Continental titles to new heights.
Not even confused with the pay-per-view from CCW.
And now they're just, like, mid-card. I mean, not even upper mid-card. I mean, it's like almost like mid-card.
Hey, maybe we'll see the Goon and Job Squad wrestle for those titles.
Oh, God. All right. Next, we had Chris Jericho take on AJ Styles in, I guess, the third or fourth of their matches.
Yeah, fourth match.
Oh, boy. All right. This was a decent match.
It was a good match.
It was a good match. I like their match at Fastlane a lot better.
Right.
I mean, because, like, after a while, like, there's nothing they could really do. It was the same thing. And then Jericho goes over AJ Styles. By pin.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
And you spend all this money to bring in AJ Styles. It looks like you're pushing him. And then you job him to Chris Jericho at Mania. When more people...
Fandango, greater than AJ Styles, at least to WrestleMania.
Jericho, bullshit. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. The thing is this. You have a ton of people watching WrestleMania more than you're going to have watching any other WWE program.
You even have casual fans watching WrestleMania.
Right. So, to have AJ Styles go over Chris Jericho makes all the sense in the world. Because people don't even know about... Those people don't even know about Fastlane.
True.
I mean, so to have AJ Styles beat Chris Jericho... would made complete sense. But this is the WWE where sense is...
Doesn't make sense.
Sense is bullshit. So instead we have Jericho going over AJ Styles. But AJ Styles becomes the number one contender on Raw the next night.
Because fuck you, that's why.
Beating Chris Jericho with a Styles clash.
Makes sense.
So...
You know...
We're gonna get to some dumb booking. Trust me.
Oh wait, let's just think about this. Okay, next night on Raw, AJ Styles. So you have AJ Styles beat Jericho at WrestleMania, huh? Looks like a star. Then next night, wins the number one contender. Oh, fuck, this is the guy that beat Chris Jericho at WrestleMania.
And
maybe,
this is
maybe
a guy.
He's the truth.
He's the truth. Instead, you have a guy that loses to Jericho that a bunch of casual fans are like, okay, why is he even being in a number one contender slot? He lost to Jericho. This is stupid. And then he beats him with a move that Jericho kicked out of.
The night before.
What the fuck? This is a what the fuck moment. Completely. Just, yep. What the fuck? This is stupid. It's dumb, retarded, smart booking by WWE. And it just continually ruins the WWE for fans. And the fans don't even know what to believe anymore.
Yep.
So, AJ Styles, we're glad that you're the number one contender. It sucks you're going to be fed to Roman Reigns at Extreme Rules. I mean, maybe we'll get that whole thing that people are saying, maybe we'll get the Bullet Club or Balor Club or whatever the fuck it is versus the Shield, but I don't see that happening.
The Shield?
The Shield. Okay. Rollins, Ambrose will come back with Reigns. Yeah, bullshit.
Why did it take me so long to remember the Shield? Fuck.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. Straight up fucking bullshit.
Well, hey, at least the next match, New Day, some of the most over faces, Wrestle League of Nations and New Day won. Oh, wait.
All right. Oh, wait. Yeah.
They lost.
No, New Day won, but the thing is, like...
No, New Day lost.
Oh, yeah, they lost. The New Day lost to the League of Nations, but at the same time, it was... Did anybody care? Because both young tag teams basically got shit on by three legends that haven't wrestled in years.
I will disagree with that point because my one friend who's a casual fan was like, wait, not only was Stone Cold Steve Austin there, Shawn Michaels, and Mankind, or
Mick Foley.
And he was really excited.
Yeah. I mean, you get really excited. You're like, oh, cool. They're going to party with the New Day. And then they're going to stun them. You know that for a fact. And they basically just like, they shit all over the League of Nations completely.
Oh, yeah.
The League of Nations just should just disband now. Because, I mean, now they've kicked out.
They should be like the League of Nations.
Yeah, they've kicked out Wade Barrett. Or his contract is over. But, I mean, all right. The New Day coming out as Saiyans was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
That was awesome.
The Ginyu Force.
Yes.
But then they can know. That's a big debate. We do need to have this right now on the podcast. Were they the Ginyu Force or were they Saiyans? Because Xavier Woods had a fucking tail. So that would lead to us towards Saiyans.
Saiyans.
But the Ginyu Force had that armor that kind of looked like the Ginyu Force. And they did the pose.
You want to go Ginyu Force? Let's go Ginyu Force.
But I do think there were more Saiyans.
Okay, I...
And they came out in the giant box of Bootios.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
Yeah, it's Dragon Ball Z. They came out of a giant box of Bootios, because they ain't booty.
And as Saiyans.
Yes.
Which is pretty hilarious.
But other than that, this was basically forgettable. Next, we had a match that we were all looking forward to. Brock Lesnar versus Dean Ambrose in a no-holds-barred street fight.
I don't remember anything from the match.
Okay, problem here? How is it a street fight when 95% of it's in the ring? And you're thinking street fight. And it was just your run-of-the-mill WWE hardcore match.
Not even that.
Chairs, a kendo stick, nothing else.
Fire extinguisher, I think.
A fire extinguisher and a bell. Ooh-hoo.
Is there any table spots? No.
Nope. No table spots, no nothing. And they introduced a ton of tables up by the on the balcony, remember? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, so Lesnar and Ambrose are just going to go all over that place. Nope, nothing. It stayed from the ring. It went from the ring to the outside of the ring, and that's it. What the fuck was the point of this? There was no point.
No, there was not.
It was shit. Next, we had the match of the night. Charlotte, Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks. This, like I said, was a match of the night. I mean, if anybody had a problem with the booking, it might be the fact that, like, Charlotte won via heel tactics with Ric Flair holding Sasha Banks.
Even then. But, I mean, it was still a hell of a match.
It was amazing.
More heat as a heel.
It was amazing. This match was incredible. It was everything that you thought WrestleMania was going to be.
If WrestleMania ended there, yeah, some of the stuff is bad, but hey, it's all right.
All right. Like, we had the Intercontinental title match, good. Jericho Styles, good, even though the booking, finish, yeah.
It was still good.
Entertaining with the League of Nations versus New Day, but...
And it had the WrestleMania moment of the Legends.
Yeah, and then they shit all over the, you know... And then, I mean, everybody was expecting Ambrose and Lesnar was going to be great, and it just was, eh. And after that, you had the three-way, and the three-way was amazing.
Yeah.
Three-way was amazingly good. It was amazingly good. They...
Not as good as Bayley, Sasha Banks, but still damn good.
Not as good as the four-way.
Or the four-way.
Charlotte, Becky, Sasha, and Bayley. But it was very good. Next, we had a half hour of Fogies. In the dumbest angle WWE's booked in years. Culminating with The Undertaker beating Shane McMahon. Yes, Shane dived from the cell. Yes, he did. That was yay.
And then he lost.
And then he lost.
Because he jumped off the
cell. And then he lost. And that was that.
Which just makes sense, but what the...
But at the same time, it's like, this is... All right, The Undertaker said this possibly is his last match. If it is his last match, how do you feel being part of the dumbest angle in WrestleMania history? Or one of the dumbest angles?
I was going to say, Undertaker did hang Big Boss Man from a cell.
Yeah, but that wasn't really... That was part of the ministry thing. This is dumb. The fact that Shane, if Shane wins, he gets Raw. Shane loses, he's gone.
And Undertaker can't wrestle at Mania.
Right. So, Shane loses, and the next night on Raw, he's running Raw.
Of course. Because, fuck you, that's why.
It was retarded.
Our storylines don't matter.
It's a dumb fucking storyline. It was a dumb fucking storyline from the beginning, and you could tell it was shoehorned in. You could tell they really didn't plan this.
What are we going to do with Undertaker? Let's put him in Hell in a Cell. Who do you want him to face, Vince?
Originally, it was supposed to be Cena or something.
Shane McMahon.
We'll throw Shane in there because Cena was hurt. And it just... Ugh. 30 minutes of shit. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, let's just think about this for 1 second. Just fancy booking. If Undertaker would have wrestled John Cena in a regular match...
It would have been Hell in a Cell, probably.
It probably wouldn't have been Hell in a Cell. Or do you think it would have?
It would have.
Still better than what we got.
If Undertaker would have wrestled John Cena in Hell in a Cell, it would have been a lot better. Okay, he wouldn't have taken the dive like Shane took. But there might have been a little bit better wrestling and all that. Like, Shane knows he can't wrestle like that. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
And it was what it was. Basically, it was 30 minutes. Basically, it was like 27 minutes of boring. Culminating in Shane falling off a cage. And then getting tombstoned. 1, 2, 3. That was it.
Yeah.
So next we had Baron Corbin winning the 20-man battle royal. Eliminating Kane. And this was short. And shitty. The highlight of this thing was Shaq taking on Big Show, and then that was the end of that.
DDP.
DDP came out and...
He didn't even diamond cutter anybody, so fuck that. Let's put Diamond Dallas Page in there. What's Diamond Dallas Page known for?
Diamond cutter.
What's he gonna do in the match?
Nothing. Get eliminated. We're gonna have Shaq come out, eliminate one guy, and then get thrown out. It was bullshit. It was stupid.
Fuck you, WCW.
I mean, hey, Shaq made an appearance. That was awesome. But then he did nothing. So, it was like, who gives a shit? And Baron Corbin wins, which I called from the beginning.
Yep.
Then we had The Rock come out for a segment.
With a flamethrower.
With a flamethrower. That was pretty cool.
After the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
That was pretty cool. I'm all fine with that. And he starts, like, you know, announcing that they broke an attendance record, yada, yada, yada. And we're thinking, hey, new guys are... Let me see. New guys got buried by legends already. And every new guy's basically been buried by part-timers already so far. Hey, at least the Wyatts are safe.
Yeah, because they don't have a match at all.
Yeah. Eric Rowan defeated by The Rock in 6 seconds. And then the Wyatts go to attack The Rock again. John Cena comes out and they bury the Wyatts even more. And now the Wyatts have started beating the crap out of the League of Nations. Is this for like, whoever loses this is the ultimate like tag team stable jobbers?
Yep. Battle of the Jobbers.
It's stupid. And this just became like, how do I put it? Nepotism mania.
Yep.
Old guy, part-time guy, nostalgia.
You get a push.
You get a push. You get a push. Oh, new guy, fuck you. New guy, fuck you. New guy, fuck you. You don't get a push.
But hey, at least we got Zack Ryder winning the Intercontinental Championship.
So at this point in the time, basically, after the Rock and Cena thing, whatever, we were going on 6 hours and 15 minutes. Almost 6 hours and 20 minutes of WrestleMania. It was 11 o'clock, over 11 o'clock. We're like, oh my God, when's this going to get over? When's this going to end? When's this going to fucking end? And then we see a weird video package with like a bunch of skulls with smiles. And we're thinking, okay.
I think with like mouths taped shut.
Yes. And then they had the mask that Triple H had from last year. And we're like, okay. And then Stephanie is behind it. And she cut one of the most scathing promos. That was awesome.
It was. I'm like, hey, maybe this isn't going to suck. And then
Stephanie's promo was a highlight of this 27 minutes of shit.
No. Stephanie was a highlight. Her taking the spear.
Stephanie's promo and walking to the ring with Triple H. Triple H's entrance was the highlight of this whole friggin' match.
No, the spear to Stephanie was.
How is it the highlight? Okay, if you want to go bell to bell, yeah, that was the highlight. But Triple H's entrance was more entertaining than the fucking spear. It was.
I don't know. The spear actually woke me up. The entrance was good.
Stephanie's promo was amazing.
But longer down the road, the spear is probably more meaningful.
I don't give a fuck about meaningful. I'm talking about entertaining. At least Stephanie's promo was awesome. It was amazing. It got you ready for the match. You're like, all right, here we go. This is going to be awesome. And then you're remembering that Triple H is taking on Roman Reigns, and that just died. You were like, all right, here we go. Now bring on the booze. Roman Reigns, and you boot out of the building.
Wait, what was the drinking game I was going to play? Then I realized, wait, I don't want to hurt my liver.
Then the match starts, and Triple H starts, you know, getting offense. You're like, all right, no problem. And then every time Roman made an offensive move, boo.
Speaking of the boos, how about Roman's entrance whenever just like the entire stadium went silent?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. WWE turned down the mics.
This was a pretty shit WrestleMania. You want to rant on something, you rant. I'm done. I'm done. Even, 7 hours of shit.
I can't even rant anymore.
It was just, ugh.
I'm at the same point where I was at WrestleMania.
The best match on the card was the three-way of the Divas, and the women's title is amazing. Finally, the women get a championship. The Divas are dead. Thank fucking God. If you want to go the top three matches, you go Charlotte defeating Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks in a three-way. The Intercontinental title ladder match.
There's three matches that are top three.
I'm trying.
Good luck.
I will go Charlotte. The three-way. The three-way. I'll go
the Intercontinental title.
I'll go Intercontinental title. And
come on, where's the third?
I'll go Hell in a Cell because Shane falls off the fucking cell. Okay. That's it. The rest of it was shit. Completely shit. I was hoping Dean Ambrose and Brock Lesnar were going to deliver, and they didn't.
Yeah.
13 suplexes, yay, but you see so many damn suplexes. In a street fight, who gives a shit? When a street fight takes place in the middle of the ring, it's stupid.
Dude, they should do a gimmick match with Brock Lesnar, the suplex match, first person did 16 German suplexes wins.
Yeah, it was just...
You get a German, and you get a German, you get a German. Yeah. It's World War II all over.
This is going to be... This is a short podcast because we just hated WrestleMania. We're sorry. We hated it. No, we're not sorry. Fuck that. We hated WrestleMania. The Raw after Mania, yes, Enzo and Cass were amazing. Enzo and Cass was awesome. AJ's number one contender, great. They set up something with the women's championship. But then they also had their fair amount of shit. Apollo Crews debuted on Raw.
Yeah.
And beat Tyler Breeze.
Why am I such a jobber? Oh, wait, you said Tyler Breeze, not Tyler Hackenberg.
Yeah, so... Shit,
way to bury myself.
Yeah, way to go. So we will be back probably next week with a review of Best of the Best, a better show, and more Lucha, Lucha, Lucha at our regular time, not ass crack late in the night.
Yep.
So we will see you then. We're not even putting a song after this because...
No, we're going to do the silence for just silence.
We're just going to end this... We're just going to end this because Mania was shit.
We watched Laurel die on the end of Arrow.
Yeah, because Mania was shit. And we just saw Laurel bite it on Arrow.
Because she saw WrestleMania was like, fuck
this. She saw WrestleMania was like, fuck this, I'm going to die. And Damian Dark's like, all right, I'll kill you.
Even then, he's just like...
But then they were like, she'll live. And Oliver, put on WrestleMania one more time. And The Undertaker. Time of death, 11:59.
But wait.
No, Roman Reigns wins the title.
Time of death. That was almost actually the exact same time.
Time of death, 11:59. As the time of death of WWE, 11:59. This was shit. Complete shit. One of the worst WrestleManias of all time. Only saved by an Intercontinental title car crash and the emergence of the women's division actually being more interesting than the men's division. Charlotte, Sasha, and Becky have said they want a main event, a WrestleMania, or maybe main event, a WWE pay-per-view. With Roman Reigns as their champion, they'll easily do it. Because this was shit. I mean, the three-way should have been on the last. That's how shitty Roman Reigns over Triple H was. Stephanie's promo was the highlight of the goddamn whole segment. The highlight of the match was Roman Reigns spearing Stephanie, and it had nothing to do with the victory. It was pathetic. It was terrible. And we're sick of talking about WrestleMania. So fuck you, WWE. We'll see you tomorrow. Or yeah. We'll see you next week. Until then, let's see some fucking blood. Goodbye.